Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, recognized as a vital American cultural ambassador to the world and New York City Center's principal dance company, returns to the New York City Center stage for the 45th consecutive year from December 2nd, that's today, through January 3rd. Led by Robert Battle in his fifth season, Ailey's renowned artists will bring to life an expansive repertory of 24 works by some of America's most celebrated dance makers during this annual season. Dancer and choreographer Robert Battle became artistic director of Alvin Ailey after being personally selected by Judith Jamison, making him only the third person to head the company since it was founded in 1958. I spoke with him about the City Center season recently and began by asking him when he knew dance was the thing he'd pursue.
Wow, I would have to go back to when I was born, bowleg. So that meant that I had to have braces put on my legs in order to eventually walk, which was going to be questionable because of the severity of my legs at the time. And so in some ways, I feel I danced my way out of those braces and onto the world stage, if you will. I grew up in a household of music and song and dance. So the performing arts, poetry, all of that was a part of my growing up. My mother played piano for the church that we went to, Wachter Temple AME Zion Church. And that's where I first learned to speak in front of the congregation, and all of those things were a part of my growing up. I studied martial arts because I had a soprano singing voice, and I played classical music, so I needed martial arts to protect me.
Sure.
In the neighborhood I grew up in, Liberty City in Miami, Florida. But I saw a performance of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater when they came to Miami, Florida to perform. And I saw many performances. And one of the works that they performed is Alvin Ailey's masterpiece, Revelations. And I knew then that dance was for me, never knowing that I'd make my way to New York City and now to the helm of the company.
It's incredible. It's astounding. So did you, in that moment when you first saw that performance, become laser focused and proceed from there?
Yes, absolutely. I was inspired. And the inspiration just manifests itself into me eventually getting a full scholarship to Juilliard in 1990, and never knowing, though, that this is how I would come to the Ailey Company, not as a dancer, first as a choreographer under the invitation of Judith Jamison, the legendary Judith Jamison, who led the company for 21 years and then chose me to succeed her. I never knew that would happen. But it's a story about, in some ways, overcoming obstacles, about using your imagination, about how real dreams are. So much so that Simon & Schuster heard my story, and now I have a children's book called My Story, My Dance. So it's amazing.
How much did you contribute to the book? How involved were you in creating the kids' book?
I was very involved, but Lisa Klein Ransom and James Ransom, husband and wife team, she wrote it and he did the beautiful illustrations. But we had several meetings together to clarify some things, but she came equipped and she had done a lot of research on me. She knew things about me that I didn't know, but I was very much involved, and so was our PR team at the Ailey Company, and we all sort of worked together to make this happen.
And the book has just come out, and it, I imagine, feels like an extension of the Alvin Ailey, part of the Alvin Ailey message to spread dance to young dancers, to spread dance to youth, and to encourage the next generation coming up.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why even at our season at City Center, every Saturday we do a family matinee at 2 p.m., and then young people get to see Revelations, and who knows, look what happened to me. And they get to talk with the dancers. So I'm sort of living in his wake, in a way. I was the intended target of his largesse, of his outreach. And I think that's why my story resonates so much.
When you were approached and chosen to take over, what was that moment like? Were you anticipating it at all?
Well, yes. I mean, certainly, you know, there are signs, there are conversations, there are meetings, but it wasn't signed and sealed until the moment that Judith Jamison, on April 28th, 2010, said to me, and she grabbed my arms and she said, "Look into my eyes, it's yours." Now, the miracle of that, and why that was so stunning for me, was I remember as a student at Juilliard, Juilliard, of course, is on 65th and Broadway. And at the time, the Ailey Company was rehearsing on 61st Street between Amsterdam and West End. And so I would sneak over every now and then, either in the summer to take classes or just to go and try to get a Judith Jamison sighting somewhere in the building. And I saw her rehearsing a dancer in Cry, the solo Alvin Ailey made for her in 1971 as a birthday gift to his mother because he couldn't afford one. And of course, Judith Jamison made it iconic, so much so that we're doing a new production of it this season, celebrating her 50 years with the company. But imagine this young person going and having this sighting, so much so that I called my mom from the payphone. I saw Judith Jamison, and fast forward that many years later to her saying, "Look into my eyes, it's yours." It felt like time hadn't passed in between that. I became that little boy again in that moment.
What do you consider as you put a season together?
Wow, it's really about past, present, and future and trying to put a season together. I think the strength of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater is, one, it was one of the first repertory companies, so that Mr. Ailey wanted it to be not just his choreography, but to bring many choreographers into the fold. And that at once made it past, present, and future. So I always am looking to preserve the legacy. We have to remember why we got here, and those stories through those dances that were true that many years ago are still true today. And so we honor that. We, of course, are in the present. I mean, we look at choreographers like Rennie Harris, who's known as a hip-hop choreographer, and the reason his work is so resonant today. And then we try to look to the future, choreographers who are making new sorts of noise with their output. And so all of that goes into putting a season together. There's something for everyone.
And you have a new piece this season.
Yes, I have my first new work for the company, my first world premiere since I took over about 5 years ago. Uh-huh. And it's very exciting. It's called Awakening. And I think it speaks to my own creative awakening. Having not made a dance in so long, I was ready. Yeah. The music is John Mackey, a friend of mine who also went to Juilliard, a wonderful composer. It's his first symphony he ever wrote, and it's a symphony for marching band, so that's very interesting. But Awakening, I was really thinking a lot about Alvin Ailey. I was thinking about the awakening of that creative spirit, and after he died, the legacy that he left us all. And so in the dance, there is a leader character that, to me, represents parts of Mr. Ailey, and it's my homage to him and to where I am today, and my thank you to Judith Jamison for putting me in this position.
When you create a new work, does the music come first, or the idea for the story, or is it not always the same? Is there not a strict formula?
I would have to say, as somebody who started studying classical piano when I was about 6 or 7, I can't remember exact age, I always feel like a musician first. And the choreography is my way of expressing what I'm hearing. It's delighting in what I'm hearing and trying to get the audience to hear it the way I hear it. And so the dance becomes almost a vehicle for me to express the music. So it has to be the music first for me.
There's a Paul Taylor piece in this season. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. You know everything. yeah, well, Paul Taylor, is a genius. And his work has always been inspiring to me. One of my great teachers, Carolyn Adams, who was his muse for many years, and some of his pivotal works was created on her. She was one of my teachers at Juilliard, and still is a mentor, and now teaches at the Ailey School because I hired her. I hired my teacher. But ever since then, I've had just an affection for his work. In fact, my first season in 2011, I brought in a Paul Taylor work for the first time with the company. It was called Arden Court. And I had always meant to bring in another work. What I love about his work is the versatility of his work, that it can be very light, it can be romantic, it can be very dark and demonic. It can be very revealing of the interior of the human soul. Piazzolla Caldera is definitely a more feisty work. It really looks at tango, and you know, as tango can go, that can be somewhat combative, it can be sexy, it can be flirtatious. And so it really is a dance sometimes about the battle of the sexes. It's about a yearnings, a person in the dance who's this soloist who never quite finds the love that she seeks, and is somewhat mortally wounded by that at the end of the dance. She collapses to the floor. So it's quite dramatic. It's different for the company. It's a different look at Paul Taylor. So I try to find that continuity in bringing back works by choreographers.
You mentioned the Alvin Ailey dance Cry that will be part of the season, but there are two others. What are those ones?
Yes, Love Songs and Blues Suite. Now, Blues Suite is very important because that was his first masterpiece for the company in 1958 when the company started. And of course, Blues Suite is a part of Mr. Ailey's blood memories of growing up in Rogers, Texas. And the same people in Blues Suite that were in the club or whatever that night were the same people that were in church on Sunday morning, depicted in Revelations. And so you really get a sense also of his keen sense of theatricality in his work. It's a series of blues songs, but the way he weaves humor with sadness is really the cornerstone of Mr. Ailey's work, that he can have you laughing in one moment and crying and the empathy happening in the next moment is why people love Blues Suite so much, and especially this person right here. And Love Songs was created in 1972 for a marvelous dancer who danced with the company for about 30 years. And we just lost him recently, but his name was Dudley Williams. And he created this series of three songs, one of them being Donny Hathaway singing A Song for You. That's probably the most known part of that dance. And then the last song is He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. The other song is Nina Simone singing Field of Poppies. So it's quite a journey, this work. It's quite an emotional journey. It's a solo, but it feels like a duet. Although you don't see the other person that the dancer is dancing about, you feel the presence of someone else on stage in this solo. I think that's the brilliance of that solo.
You have been a Ford Foundation Art of Change Fellow this year. What has that meant? How has that been?
Well, you know, really, I mean, the Ford Foundation has been a friend to the Ailey Company for many, many years in supporting us in some of our most important initiatives. And so we honor them for all that they do, and certainly for us. And Darren Walker, who's now the head, has always been supportive of me since I started. I think, really, for me, it's a recognition of what I'm trying to do in terms of looking at social justice, looking at the power of dance to not just be seen but heard, to address some of the important issues of the day. One of the world premieres that we'll be doing is by Kyle Abraham during the season. It's called Untitled America, and it's about the effects of the prison system on families, sometimes entire families. Works like that, works like Exodus by Rennie Harris, that had a world premiere at Lincoln Center but will be at City Center for the first time. That work is really a response to some of the police shootings and some of the difficulties and some of the things that we've seen recently in the news. And so I think that's what this Art of Change acknowledgement is all about, and certainly something that's very important to Darren Walker and the Ford Foundation. So I feel honored that he sees in me that I'm trying to address some of those same issues through the power of dance.
Robert Battle is the artistic director of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Its annual season at New York City Center begins today and runs through January 3rd. To learn more, visit alvinailey.org. My Story, My Dance, Robert Battle's Journey to Alvin Ailey, is published by Simon & Schuster. The children's book is available now. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.